Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Guess me this riddle, or perhaps not. I'm a disease represented by a pink ribbon observed in October and is one of the most common cancers in women in Jamaica. Who am I? Have you guessed it yet? Maybe you've figured it out, but in case you haven't, the answer is breast cancer. And on that note, continue listening to this week's edition of Healthline as we take a look at breast cancer. Each year, breast cancer awareness is observed during the month of October to bring attention to the disease. It's a type of cancer that develops from the breast cells and mainly affects women, though men can also develop it. Radiologist with over 10 years' experience, Dr. Daria Cornwall, says two of the biggest risk factors for developing breast cancer are being a woman and getting older. She says for persons with African ancestry, especially in Jamaica where the majority of the population are of African descent, there is also an increased likelihood of developing breast cancer.
Black women tend to get more aggressive cancers at an earlier age, peaking 45, 50s. Okay, statistics collected from data in Kingston and St. Andrew have shown that 43.1 out of every 100,000 women in Jamaica have breast cancer. So let's round it off to 43. 43 out of every 100,000 women in Jamaica have breast cancer. As a matter of fact, it is predicted that 1 out of every 21 women in Jamaica will develop breast cancer in her lifetime. Different for men, with respect to men, the incidence is much lower. It is predicted that 1 out of every 3,333 men will develop breast cancer in his lifetime.
There are two categories of persons who develop breast cancer: those who are genetically predisposed to it, and those who develop it over time without any family history. Diets rich in fat, weight gain, excess alcohol intake, and a lack of physical activity are factors that can help to predispose an individual to developing breast cancer. Eulalie Callum was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 50. Treatment included surgery to remove her affected breast. She says if she had taken the possibility of developing breast cancer more seriously, perhaps it could have been detected earlier. She was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Age 40, I did my first mammogram after being to a seminar about breast cancer, and it was okay. And then after that, I just didn't follow up. So if I'd taken it more seriously, you know, I don't think I would have it, or if I develop it, it wouldn't be caught at the stage that it did.
Mrs. Callum says she started out feeling a lump under her armpit, but at first didn't suspect it to be breast cancer. It was later, when she found another lump in her breast, that she found cause for concern and visited the doctor. Dr. Cornwall says the best thing for anyone to do is practice healthy lifestyle habits that can keep breast cancer at bay.
Healthy lifestyle, which includes exercise. Make sure there's adequate amount of exercise at least half an hour a day, 5 days out of the week. And I know that the government, the Minister of Health, had in past started this program with movement at work. Okay? Exercise. Cut body fat. Body fat that helps to predispose to cancer. Breast cancer in particular is one of them. So try to maintain a normal body weight. Try to have diets that is less rich in fatty food, less fatty diet. Get more healthy food, fruits and vegetables and water. Healthy lifestyle practices is important.
Mammograms to detect slight calcifications in the breast that may not be picked up by a regular hand exam are crucial to early detection. By the age of 40, women can begin screening for breast cancer unless otherwise advised by your doctor. Remember, prevention better than cure. Well, in the case of breast cancer, early detection can increase your chances of survival. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for part 2 of Our Look at Breast Cancer, where we'll talk about surviving. Until next time, please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.